This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Pregnancy channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Corinne Kleinhaus, Divisional Vice President for Pluristem, a clinical stage biotechnology company using placental cells and unique proprietary three-dimensional technology platform to develop cell therapies for a broad spectrum of diseases. One condition they are pursuing is preeclampsia, one of the most common medical complications of pregnancy and one of the leading known causes of premature births, stillbirths, and early neonatal and maternal deaths. The only known treatment for preeclampsia is abortion or delivery. According to the World Health Organization, preeclampsia occurs in approximately 6-8% of pregnancies worldwide. Could the cure to preeclampsia be found in cells of a healthy placenta? We'll certainly try to find out. Dr. Kleinhaus, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
And you're more than welcome. So it has been announced that May is National Preeclampsia Month. What exactly is preeclampsia for the listeners?
Okay, so you certainly gave a great background in terms of who it affects. It's a very, very serious disease. Like you said, one of the leading killers of pregnant women in the U.S. And essentially the features are very high blood pressure and either signs of problems with kidney function or signs of other organ damage like liver failure. You can have water in the lungs. You can have seizures. You can have stroke. And all of those things are possibilities for the mother. And you need to take out the baby to prevent that from, getting into the most serious complications for the mother. The baby itself can have problems growing in that environment, and when it comes out very early, the baby, when it survives, can have a pretty bad prognosis for its whole life. Very serious chronic health diseases.
Has there been any new developments in regards to the condition?
Well, first of all, there's been a lot of research, finally, that's really focused on what are the mechanisms that cause the disease. Another important development, which is that the American Heart Association recently announced that they consider preeclampsia on its own to be a risk factor for high blood pressure and for stroke. So a woman who had preeclampsia in the pregnancy decades later has doubled the risk of stroke and about four times the risk of developing high blood pressure. So it's really long-term health indications for a disease that we used to think just ended with the end of pregnancy. Another thing that's new is that there's discussion of low-dose aspirin preventing development of preeclampsia in some women who are at very high risk. Somewhere between 15 and 25% of very high-risk women would benefit from that. That's not done in first pregnancies or in most types of preeclampsia, but that's a new finding as well.
Placental cell therapy being touted as a new approach to preeclampsia. If so, what is it and how does it work?
Okay, so first of all, it's a little bit of sort of a poetic concept to it because it's thought that preeclampsia, at the heart of it, is problems with the placental function. So there's certainly something poetic about using our placenta-derived cells for that. Mechanically, what it's thought is that there's a lot of problems with inflammation and proper development of blood vessels in the placenta during preeclampsia. And our cells secrete a cocktail of therapeutic proteins that both dampen inflammation and stimulate the body to grow blood vessels. And basically, our cells are functioning. What we think they do is to stimulate the body to heal itself with the proteins that it secretes.
And when will we see this in patients?
The million-dollar question, of course. Right now, we've finished a very impressive animal trial showing that the cells essentially normalize blood pressure and remove signs of any problems with the kidneys in animal models. And we have a very sophisticated panel of experts who've helped us develop our trial protocol. We expect to start our trials this year in humans. The trials are very short. The goal is to prolong pregnancy safely. And so it doesn't take more than, you know, a few weeks to see whether or not the cells are working. In the best case scenario, with a lot of factors, obviously, we might have a product available to the community at the end of 2016 or the very beginning of 2017. It takes a lot of trials, obviously, to show that a product works and is safe in humans. And then you have to, you know, the U.S. government and European Union all have to, you know, approve that product for sale.
Well, if you would, before you go, how about letting our listeners know where they can be in contact with you and also get more information in regards to Pluristem?
Sure. So our company website is www.pluristem.com. And there's an interview and the letters and a lot of information about preeclampsia and where we're going with that. We're very excited about that indication. As for me, my email address is Karine K, which is K-A-R-I-N-E-K, at Pluristem, P-L-U-R-I-S-T-E-M.com.
Well, very good. Dr. Kleinhaus, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us, and certainly appreciate you getting us up to speed on how you're tackling preeclampsia.
Thank you so much again for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Karine Kleinhaus, Divisional Vice President for Pluristem, a clinical stage biotechnology company using placental cells and a unique proprietary three-dimensional technology platform to develop cell therapies for a broad spectrum of diseases. And the website of reference, once again, is Pluristem.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.